It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on who you're going to trust regarding Measure D, the proposed annexation of the Sausalito Fire Department by the Southern Marin Fire District. If you went to the debate at the Cruising Club last Monday night, or if you listened to the Yes on D broadcast on this very same radio station, you get the impression the Vote Yes folks want you to trust them, and everything will be okay. Let me share with you some facts, and you come to your own conclusion as to where to put your trust. The 3-2 Sausalito City Council vote on the annexation, the Fire District Board decision, and the Marin Local Agency Formation approval were all based on only one report, not nine. The report was authored by a consultant who was paid by both the city and the Fire District. This same consultant admitted before the City Council that, quote, the city had determined really, way back in 2004, that you wanted to consolidate with the district, unquote. Later, he said that his firm was, quote, brought in to advise the city and the district how to finalize that consolidation, not to necessarily answer the question of whether or not there was a better way of doing it, unquote. This same consultant was a city manager of Stockton from 1991 to 2001 and stands accused of single-handedly bringing the city to the brink of bankruptcy. No one, not the city, not the fire district, not the local agency formation commission, conducted an independent audit of the consultant's report. No, Measure D is only supported by this biased, limited scope report from a questionable source who only looked at options involving his paying clients, the city and the fire district. Alternatives involving other cities or fire agencies were not considered. During the Yes on D broadcast this past Friday, the Yes team for the first time admitted that there is another option than a standalone fire department when Measure D does not pass. And Yes puts the cost premium at $850,000. This is substantially below the $1.4 million in the Yes literature. Since the $1.4 million is overstated by $500,000 to $600,000, the $850,000 estimate is likely overstated as well. When you offset the costs from revenues from fire-related services and require employees to pay their share of the annual pension costs, the net number for this option becomes quite manageable. And there are even less expensive options. Next week, the Yes on D folks plan to explain how Sausalito residents will gain control over the Southern Marin Fire District Board. So I will reserve my comments on that issue until I have heard theirs. Finally, there is one fact that the Yes folks would like you to ignore, and that's the financing of the fire building. While the Yes side is correct that the financing of the fire building is not directly relevant to the economics of the annexation, it is very pertinent to your decision as to whom to trust. Many of the same people who support Yes on Measure D were involved in the financing of the public safety buildings in 2006. Apparently, when these people discovered that they would not be able to issue the standard 20-year level payment municipal bonds within the limits of the voter-approved terms, these city fathers opted not to go back to the voters and fess up, but instead resorted to a complex, almost unique bond financing structure that extended the bond period from 20 to 35 years, with a bond payment that increases 5.5% annually over the 35 years. Sausalito residents will be paying a premium of $10 million for this complex structure over a standard municipal bond approach. all because politicians refused to admit an error and opted to push the problem on down the road. Many of the same people who engaged in this act of fiscal irresponsibility are now urging you to vote yes on Measure D. Past Sausalito City Councils and all the cities surrounding the fire district have opted not to consolidate with the Southern Marin Fire District. But the yes people are pushing you to approve the annexation. The yes side finally admitted double dipping was a concern. It finally admitted there are viable options short of a standalone fire department. They just don't have their facts straight, but still want you to trust them. The no on D side simply wants you to reach your own conclusions based on transparent facts, not trust us or yard signs. You were burned by these folks with the bond financing of the public buildings. Shame on the supporters of that financing. If you get burned by Measure D, shame on you. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.